This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, acknowledging Allah's favors and confessing our sins as a part of our Islamic lifestyle. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, dear friends, it's an honor to be here at your service. We are talking about two very important things that we all need in our Islamic lifestyle. If we're trying to live that pure, that blessed, that wonderful, ideal Islamic lifestyle, well, there are two things that are absolutely necessary. Now, the first thing is to acknowledge Allah's favors, and the second thing is to confess, our sins, to admit to our sins. So the first thing that we're going to be talking about is acknowledging the Almighty Allah's favors. Now, we live in a fast-paced world to the point where it is so fast that I believe many of us have fallen asleep. And so this sleep that we have fallen into, which of course has been induced and promoted and has really been pushed upon us by Shaitan in order for us to forget a great many things. One of the things that Shaitan wants us to forget is the incredibly great amount of favors and bountings and blessings that the Almighty Allah has provided each and every single one of us. And so the first thing that we must do in order to kind of snap out of this deep slumber, which is only taking us farther away from the Almighty Allah, is to acknowledge the favors that Allah has done to us. We need to acknowledge all of the bounties and the blessings and these beautiful things that the Almighty Allah has placed at our disposal and for our ease and our comfort, things as simple as being able to breathe or being able to see, being able to hear, to the different kind of foods and fruits that are at our disposal, or our house, our cars, all of the different things that we have, we must acknowledge that they have been given to us by the Almighty Allah, and we must be grateful to the Almighty Allah. And if we do so, the Almighty Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, will increase those blessings. Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about these two traits which are absolutely necessary when it comes to our Islamic lifestyle. The first one was to acknowledge the favors and the blessings and the bounties of the Almighty Allah, so that in turn, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase these favors. The second thing was to confess and admit to our sins. Of course, here we want to realize that we have disobeyed the Almighty Allah, we have committed sins, we have made Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discontent with our behavior and our misdeeds. Of course, because the most merciful, the most beneficent, the exalted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants what is best for us. And so when we do something that isn't best for us, well, you know, it is breaking the commandments and the natural order of the Almighty Allah. Here it is absolutely necessary for us to confess and admit to our sins in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is both witness and ultimate judge. And so we very humbly, with sincerity, like a pauper and like a beggar, come to the door of the Almighty Allah. We confess to our sins. We ask for forgiveness for our sins. And when we confess our sins, then the Almighty Allah will forgive our sins. Of course, keeping in mind that we try our best to not commit that sin ever again. So these, dear friends, are the two traits that are absolutely necessary for our Islamic lifestyle: acknowledging Allah's favors and confessing our sins.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.